Good evening, kiddos. It's Wednesday night. I'm Mr. Cummings. So this must be First Catechism tonight. And with me tonight is... Hey! It's Jeremiah Giraffe. Yay! So Jeremiah is here with us tonight, and we're going to talk about question 37. You ready? Yay! All right. Question 37. Jeremiah is very excited. So question 37. Say it with me. Your parents can read along and help the kiddos. What effect did the sin of Adam have on you and all people? Okay, question 37 again. What effect did the sin of Adam have on you and all people? Okay, and the answer is we are all born guilty and sinful. We are all born guilty and sinful. Well, that's kind of sad to think about, isn't it? Oh, yeah. Jeremiah Giraffes, it's a sad question, isn't it, Jeremiah? Yeah, makes you think. We're all born guilty and sinful. Well, let's look at our Bible verse. Maybe that can help us a little bit. So, this is from a letter that was written by the Apostle Paul to the Ephesians in Ephesus. It's from Ephesians 2:5, and this is what he says. Though we were spiritually dead because of the things we did against God, he gave us new life with Christ. You have been saved by God's grace. Well, that's good news. So it says we were spiritually dead because of the things we did against God. He gave us new life with Christ. You've been saved by God's grace. Though we were spiritually dead because of the things we did against God, he gave us new life with Christ. You have been saved by God's grace. So what we learn here today is that we are born sinful. Jeremiah is trying to figure out what that means. Well, what it means, Jeremiah, is that because Adam, remember Adam? We learned about him a few weeks ago. Because Adam sinned, we are sinners too, which means we sin. We do things, we either do the things we're not supposed to do, or we don't do the things we are supposed to do. We don't love each other the way we're supposed to love each other. So we sin. That means we're born sinful. But God loved us so much that he gave us Jesus Christ. God gave us a new life, or gave us new life in Jesus. Do you remember how he did that? That's right. He did it by dying on the cross for us, right? Jesus died on the cross, and then on the third day he was raised from the dead. That's right, raised from the dead. And he did that for us. So we were born sinful, but God gave us new life in Jesus. Therefore, we've been saved by God's grace. And what does grace mean? Grace means getting something we don't deserve. God gave us something we didn't deserve. He gave it to us because he loves us. It's like a present that we're given. We don't have to buy it. We don't have to pay for it. We don't have to do anything to earn it. In fact, we couldn't earn it if we wanted to. God gave us the gift of Jesus as a free gift. So remember, we were born sinful. God gave us new life in Jesus. We've been saved by God's grace. So that's the good news this week. I want to thank you so much for joining me. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We thank you for the gift of Jesus Christ, that he came and saved our lives, that we were born sinful, but that you gave us new life in Jesus and saved us by your grace. We ask that we would remember that tonight, that we'd think about it every day, and that we'd be so thankful for what you've done for us, that we'd go out and share the good news of Jesus with our friends and our family and all of our neighbors. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, it was good talking to you, kiddos. If you have any questions, remember, just ask your parents politely to send me an email. The email address is on the screen, and I will respond to you as soon as I can. Thanks, and have a great week. Bye-bye.